Hello and welcome to On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. I'm Maude Marty, your host, and I'm going to be taking you through a very special show today, right back to the roots of the Maude movement and jazz. That's right, jazz, where it all started with modern jazz. And I'm going to start the show off with some Mose Allison.
Oh, well, a young man ain't nothing in this world these days. I said, a young man ain't nothing in this world these days. In the old days, when a young man was a strong man, all the people stand back when a young man walked by. But nowadays, the old man got all the money, and a young man ain't nothing in this world these days.
We'll be right back. just a little bit of soul now.
Started everything off there with a track called A Young Man by Mose Allison on Prestige. After that, Israel by Miles Davis on Capitol. And I finished everything off with One Mint Julep by Ray Charles on ABC. You ask any mod where mod started, and they will probably say with an album called Birth of the Cool by Miles Davis. That track, Israel, is from that album. When you're talking about the origins of mod, you're talking about the youth of London in the late 50s, hanging out in jazz clubs in Soho in London, like the Flamingo Club. And basically, this is where there was a split between bebop and modern jazz. It's where artists like Miles Davis and John Coltrane split off from bebop, trying to explore new directions beyond the standard bebop vocabulary. And this is way before mods versus rockers. This is mods versus beatniks, because beatniks were really into bebop. That was the sound of the beatnik and the beat generation. And modern jazz was the sound of the modernists, the sharply dressed, the cool, wearing sunglasses at night, smoking all the time, and riding Vespas on the street and listening to cool jazz. And modern jazz was it. It was the new sound. And it got kissed by soul. And what ended up happening in the mod movement is that the takeover of soul kept on rolling over with the jazz thing. And with the next few tracks that I'm going to play you, I mean, especially with the use of the Hammond organ, you can see where the jazz flavor always pulls through, whether you're talking about R&B or you're talking about soul or you're talking about blues. There's always just a touch of the jazz in there. I'm going to go into a set here where hopefully you can hear what I'm talking about. We'll be right back. Yes, it's true that some of these tracks do go on for a little bit. They're quite long, but one of the characteristics of modern jazz is the long solos that play around with the chords and just touching on the melody every once in a while. I started everything off there with a track called, of course, For Mods Only, which, yes, I got for the title alone, or I listened to for the first time for the title alone. It's by Chico Hamilton on the Impulse label. Absolutely love that track. I followed that with Sideman by Lonnie Smith, now known as Dr. Lonnie Smith. That's on the CBS label. And finally, Carla's Dance by Shirley Scott on Cadet. Shirley Scott is one of my favorite jazz Hammond organists, and I'm going to start the next set with a track that Mose Allison was actually best known for. But what I'm going to do now is sort of show you how the mod bands of the 1960s incorporated jazz, or how important jazz was on the influences to them and the music that they did. This is called The Seventh Son.
Everybody talking about the seventh son in the whole round world. There is only one, and I'm the one. I'm the one, the one to call the seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come to pass. I can do things to you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, predict the rain. Tell when a woman's got another man. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. Seventh son, I can talk these words that will sound so sweet. They will even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal a sick, raise a dead, make the little girls talk out of their heads. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one. The one to call the seventh son. Sound so sweet, they would even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal a sick, raise a dead, and make the little girls talk out of their heads. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one to call the seventh son. Seventh son. I'm the one, the one they call the seventh son.
mortgage on you, and together we will live life through. But in the meantime, on such a lean time, booty, you'll have a hard time. Because I wanna live it all this way. That's why I gotta change my style, you say. Give up my gals of wine, so you can see. I'm gonna need some loving in the meantime. I'm gonna need some catching in the meantime. I'm gonna be a meantime man. Oh, pretty baby, I've always been like this now. No one can change me. But if you love me like I think you do, you're gonna understand I'll change for you. Give up my gals and wine, so you can see. I'm gonna need some loving in the meantime. I'm gonna need some catching in the meantime. I'm gonna be a meantime man. So now I know, yeah, you're gonna save my soul. Just change my style, but you better know me why. I really love you, although I never show it. Don't tell me where through. I'll tell you sacrifice and love is grand. It won't be long before we're hand in hand. And I'll give up my gals and wine, so you can see. I'm gonna need some loving in the meantime. I'm gonna need some catching in the meantime. I'm gonna be a meantime man. Show it. Don't tell me where through. I'll tell you sacrifice and love is grand. It won't be long before we're hand in hand. And I'll give up my gals and wine, so you can see. I'm gonna need some loving in the meantime. I'm gonna need some catching in the meantime. I'm gonna be a meantime man. I'll see you in the meantime. You have a hard time. We'll be right back.
That isn't an example of a band being influenced by jazz. I don't know what is. That was the Spencer Davis Group with a track called Blues in F. I've got that on the Atco label. Before that, In the Meantime, Georgie Fame and the Blue Flames on the Columbia label. Georgie Fame was the house band at the Flamingo Club in Soho and really responsible in a large way for bridging that gap between jazz and soul. Having been the house band playing jazz and then following what was happening, listening, watching, and realizing that soul was the next thing, Georgie Fame went into that and then into, of course, what would be known as British Beat after that. Started everything off with Johnny Rivers covering Seventh Son on the Imperial label, a very, very great version of that, I think. It's self-promotion time. Make sure that you go to facebook.com/ontargetpodcast and like the page. Every week, put the show up there for a direct download. Have a list of all the songs that we play on the show and a graphic with scans of all the labels. We're also on Podomatic, on-target.podomatic.com. Make sure you follow us there, and you can also follow us on iTunes or go to iTunes and search for On Target. Leave a review. Let us know what you think of the show. Help us get out there and get recognized. Don't forget about the UMFM app, which is free at your app store, UMFM, for you to listen to anywhere, anytime. Okay, now back to the show. But while you're looking on eBay for these tracks, I'm going to play you a few songs where we're going to flip the coin in a way. We're going to do some jazz artists playing some soul with that kiss of jazz that I was talking about before. And start everything off with the great Jackie Wilson with the Count Basie Orchestra.
Hey, baby, everything is all right. Uptight, outside, baby. Tracks. The only suit I own is hanging on my back, but I'm the envy of every single guy, since I'm the apple of my girl's eye. Now when we go out stepping down the avenue, my baby loves me and my suit don't look new, but it's all right if my clothes are new, because I'm out of sight, because my heart is true. She tells me, baby, everything is all right. Tight.
started everything off there with a track called Uptight, Everything is Alright. That's Jackie Wilson and Count Basie. They did a whole album together. Really great stuff, all soul done in a big band kind of way, which I quite like. That's on the Brunswick label. And after that, Ella Fitzgerald covering Get Ready on Reprise. That's Frank Sinatra's label. In the very end there, I did Irma Franklin. That's Aretha Franklin's sister doing a jazzy, soulful version of Light My Fire on the Brunswick label. Okay, guys, we're getting really close to the 4th annual Montreal happening September 1st and 2nd. On the 1st at Bar Le Record, myself and Parka Pat with DJ Gaz from Ottawa and DJ Cobal from Montreal, we're going to have a crazy dance party. Saturday afternoon, there's going to be a record swap, this time at Vinyl Shop. It's the first stop on the Scooter Rally route, and it's a new place that just opened about a month ago. It's a record shop slash bar. I'll be spinning while the record swap goes on. We'll be recording a live episode of Addicted to the Needle. The second stop on the Scooter Rally is going to be the Dorian Boutique, which is a new boutique that just opened up in Montreal. So there's going to be fashion, there's going to be music, there's going to be scooters, there's going to be a dinner at Pasta Casareccia, and then on to Bar de Corcel, where myself, Parka Pat, and Napoleon 67 will DJ up an awesome dance party. And everything is free. How many weekenders do you know that can say that? And then on Sunday, you can follow me down to Ottawa at Babylon for Mod versus 80s with DJ Gaz. We'll be spinning all vinyl all night long, mixing up the 80s with the 60s and mod music. It's been a huge success over the last few months, and I feel really privileged to be a part of it. So it all starts in Montreal on September 1st. Come down and be a part of this great, great weekender that's now happening for the 4th year in a row. I've got so much more for you coming up, and I don't have too much longer, only about 15 minutes, so I think we should probably get into it. We'll be right back. That's Mac Rebenick and the Soul Orchestra. A track called The Point on AFO. And before that, I played Kai Wingding's version of Coming Home Baby on Verve. And I started everything off with a track called Ain't That Peculiar by the George Benson Quartet on CBS. I want to play you a track now that is from an amazing album by Brian Auger and the Trinity. It's called Open. It's got tracks sung by Julie Driscoll on one side and Brian Auger on the other side doing some amazing jazz. There's soul. There's all kinds of incredible stuff on this. I hope you enjoy it.
Makes me feel alright.
Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you've enjoyed this show. Be sure to tune in next week at 101.5 UMFM. Until then, have a great week, everybody. Thank you.